Tuesday night, Chavis Aldovas, Shari Yichad HaMatzah. We saw really that the Chavis Aldovas is not that much of a Musa Sefer, or at least I don't consider it so much of a Musa Sefer. It's more of what we would call Hashkofa Sefer. And he explores things and ideas and talks about them. But in Shari Yichad HaMatzah and Perek Hay, he really he elaborates and discusses at length. It's really Musar, but it's more Musar than anything else, I think. He talks about like what the Yetzer Hara will do and how the Yetzer Hara functions and how you should be on guard against the Yetzer Hara. But really, he does it in a very intellectual way. It's funny, like almost from a psychological standpoint, that is like the Yetzer Hara will try this tactic and here's how you combat it. So it's even then, but it's as close as it comes to like real good old fashioned Musar. He talks about the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara is going to do this, I'm going to do that. Now he gets into Perek Hay because of the end of Perek Dalid, where he says that one of the main obstacles to developing Avodas Elokim with Yichud HaMaaseh, meaning devotion to Hashem, single mindedness for the sake of performing Hashem's will. But even Shara Avodas Elokim didn't have this Nakuda in it. Shara Avodas Elokim talks about like why to serve Hashem, how to serve Hashem, with your seichel, with your reason, to what degree are you supposed to be robotic and just listen to the Torah's commands. That's like the what. In Shara Yichud HaMaaseh, He takes it like then he interrupts, so to speak, with Shara Bitochon. And it's really a sort of an interruption, because the real flow is from Shara Avodas Elokim to Shara Yichud HaMaaseh. But Shara Bitochon, he says, when he gives us Hakdama to Shara Bitochon, he says, because this is the most necessary component in serving Hashem. So now that I taught you about Shara Avodas Elokim, I must teach you about Bitochon, because without bitachon, you're dead in the water. You're not going to make it. You're going to just go out of your mind with stress, nervousness. You'll always be worried, and you just won't be able to focus on Avodas Elokim. Okay, now, so Shara Yichud HaMaaseh, he takes it to the next level, and he says, you have to do it l'shma. Everything I taught you, you have to do for the purpose of doing Hashem's will, not to protect your social standing, or to copy your neighbor, or to be well thought of and respected. Perek Dalet talked about the obstacles to that. And his third obstacle was Hirhure HaYetzer, how the Yetzer Hara tries to mess you up. But then he says, and that's in one of two ways, he says, that's how he puts it. And they're really very fundamental. He says, first of all, the Yetzer Hara will certainly affect your ability to focus on Yichud HaMaaseh by putting sfeikus in things that should be vado'im to you. That's how he says it. Now that's emuna, but it's more than just emuna. It's charva onesh. It's olam haba, maybe. It's charva onesh. Does Hashem really care about this? Like, you know, Hashem is maybe Lamala, like theological points that weaken your resolve to do Avodas Elokim. And the second one is more down to earth, down to Olam Hazeh, where the Yetzer Hara tries to focus you on Olam Hazeh and its creature comforts. And like, you know, Olam Haba is something that is in the future, and it's not really what life is all about. You know, life is about the here and now. And we are really, we're ready for that pitui, because we are creatures of the here and now. Because we're here and we're now. And it's very hard to think about some future nirvana and that. So that's, now in Perek Hamishi he elaborates, and he gives you examples of the pituye hayetzer in these two areas. He says, "V'nei re'isi lebor l'chaz mizeh dugmos." I'll give you some examples. Ashayoru al shor mashalo askir mehem. And you'll be able to extrapolate to other things which I will not mention. I'm not telling you everything. I'm giving you a couple of things, a couple of ideas. Now, when we learn it, we'll say that's pretty exhaustive. Like, I can't think of anything he left out, man. But that's how he talks, and that's how he talks about the Sefer in that vein. But you show Ruben Adam so that you can watch out from them. You could guard yourself against it. And then you'll ultimately be able to purify Tohar Libam L'Shem Yisaleh. You'll take what I say and you'll build and you'll extrapolate and you'll make two shtels and so on. The problem is the Yetzirah is your enemy that wants what's bad for you, what's detrimental to you. He couches it in terms of what's good for you, what you would like to do, what would give you pleasure, what would give you gishmak, what would give you kavod, give you pleasure, comfort, one up on the other fella, you know, you'll get ahead in the world. He couches it in terms of what I want to do. And after the Chet of Adam Arishon, which is when he got his main foot in the door, so as the Mechtam Elio explains, it's me, right? Like, putting on tefillin is not me, really. We work on making it me, but it's not me, it's something I have to do. When I want ice cream, I want this, that's something already I want. That's the I. But really is your enemy. Is your enemy. And he really wants to destroy you. And you have to think of it that way, that you're fighting an enemy who's tireless, who's very clever enemy, but the ikar is he wants you to think of him, he wants what's bad for you. And when you're struggling, you should realize when you recognize that part of the struggle, that's Yetzirah, realize that, you know, like the Arabs, let's talk about the Arabs. The Arabs are enemies, and they want to destroy us. So they'll say, hey, we're your friends, we want what it's good for you, Adarabba. You'll be accepted among the nations of the world. They couch it in terms, you think it's good for you. So you have to remember, I'm sitting down with my enemies. I'm dealing with people who want me dead. It's or I'm dealing with someone that wants to be ma'abed me, both from Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And you have to make him your enemy. It's like a psychological thing. I think they do this in war. They take the soldiers and with the Japanese, I know, in World War II, they definitely did it. They show them propaganda movies and things that the soldier develops a sinner. I mean, because he has to kill and he can't hesitate and he has to be courageous and he has to that guy wants to kill me. That guy wants to do bad. That guy's evil. They call him the Japs. The Huns and the Japs. And they did that. They demonized them, it's called. So he's not doing a trick, because I love this. It is the demon. It's the Yetzirah. You should realize this is the original demonizing. You have to realize that there's nothing good about it. He wants what's bad for you.
But it still serves a purpose.
What?
It still serves a purpose.
Hashem, you mean Hashem? Yeah. But it does. It should not. It should not ameliorate this. Because the Lord does not want that to ameliorate your realization that He wants what's bad for you. He's your enemy. The fact that He's doing Ratzon Hashem doesn't do you any good, and doesn't buy you any quarter. It's like saying, again, I'll use the Arabs as an example. The average Arab in the street wants to be my friend. It may even be true, but it's totally irrelevant because he's not running the show and he's not doing anything that reflects his own desires. he's a cog in the machine of whoever, you know, whoever's directing their nation. Doesn't do me any good that, you know, one particular guy is a nice guy and he really wishes to. So what? So the Yetzer Hara, as it says in Sfarim Aloshin, he doesn't want you to listen to him. But, you know, he's doing what he has to do. He doesn't have a Yetzer Hara to take him away from doing what Hashem told him to do. Like, it's a little not fair. But, right. So, the point is that doesn't do you any good. The fact that he's only doing it because Hashem told him to doesn't gain us anything. He's still your enemy and he wants what's bad for you. In fact, yeah, Hashem set up the whole system. But that doesn't... That shouldn't let you let down your defenses. Again, you have, this is like... This is mamash what they do in the army. The Rebbe Lvov is his first step. And they got it from him. You have to demonize the Yetzer Hara. You have to realize that he's out to get you. There's nothing good about it. And he doesn't like... He doesn't... he doesn't want you to relax, really. Because he's your friend and he wants you to relax. So you shouldn't have a nervous breakdown. He wants you to not do anything. He wants you to sit and go to sleep. He's your enemy. He wants you to be punished. And all, if it'll help you to stand in front of a mirror, like that, they say, you're my enemy. You want me to lose all of my bar. You want me to be destroyed forever and forever. So the babyish, right? And we're all like sort of uncomfortable. But this is what he says. This is like step one. You have to think of him as you think of your worst enemy that wants you down, wants you to lose, wants you messed up, wants you embarrassed, wants you poor, and he wants you to go to Gehenna. He doesn't want any. You're fighting an enemy that wants what's bad for you. Worse than the Arabs, who Yitzracha, and he's very intertwined in your whole being. He's intertwined with Kochos Nafshecha, whatever your Kochos Nefesh is, your whatever characteristics you have, whatever Midos you have. So he's intertwined in everything. He's there. He's also you. I want this. This. So he's there. And he's egging you on, but he's egging you on to do things for the wrong reasons, and then ultimately to not do them at all. B'mezeg ruchacha, and your personality, he's you, he's part of you, he's part of who you are. V'mishtatef imcha b'anhogas chushecha, your emotions, your feelings, ha'gufniyim v'ruchniyim, ha'yodeh ha'hetev misterei nafshecha, you're dealing with a power of force that knows everything you're thinking, knows what motivates you, knows what urges you have, and what really gets you ticking. Kitzer, and we'll stop here, Yitzhar knows how to push your buttons, like the Lama says. He knows which buttons to push. He wants you to get angry, he knows which buttons to push. He knows you probably better than you know yourself. Okay?